President John Mahama has stated that government will continue to maintain a firm hand on the economic policies to ensure that the microeconomic environment is conducive for the growth of businesses. This it will do with already existing objectives and by solving challenges like inflation and high interest rates to benefit small-scale businesses. The president gave the assurance when a delegation made up of Corporate Ghana, captains of industry and the business community called on him at the Castle Osu. Also at the castle was the Old Vandals Association. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The first delegation included the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Oil Producing Companies of Ghana, Ghana Association of Bankers, Real Estate Developers Association and the Association of Ghana Industries. Contributing about 8% of the country's gross domestic product, the private sector was at the core of late President Mills' economic management strategy. President Mahama promises to continue with policies and programs aimed at building the capacity of the private sector.
I have no delusions the role you play in terms of growing this economy. And your success is our success. Government has certain commitments to the people of Ghana to create jobs, to expand the economy and grow it in order to give our people a more decent and dignified life. And the only way that we can achieve this is if your jobs are doing well and you're expanding production, you're employing more people. Our greatest enemy is inflation and high interest rates. And so as much as possible, we must keep a stable macroeconomic environment. We must continue to tame inflation so that the business environment is more predictable to you.
On behalf of the various groups, the president of the Private Enterprises Foundation, Asare Kufu, expressed the goodwill of the business community to the presidency. He said the private sector will work with President Mahama to come out with right policies suitable to boosting business enterprises.
The late president, I know, had the business community at heart because he established regular meetings between the economic management team and the business community. So the loss is something that we know could have affected the business community, but with you still in charge here, we know that the interaction will continue on the same basis. We want to encourage you, because it is an elevated office with higher responsibility. And I assure you that as a community, we'll stand by you, we'll work with you, encourage you to come out with the right policies that's already in motion.
The Old Vandals Association, of which the president is a member, also called on him to congratulate him on his elevation to the highest office of the land and expressed their condolences. President Mahama acknowledged that late President Mills was a respected member of academia and his life as a student impacted positively on many, as was the wish of late President Mills to raise the image of the country. President Mahama promised to lift the level of political discourse to meet international standards.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.